For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. For many veterans, applying for benefits can be complicated. The Federal Veterans Benefits Administration, also known as the VA, advises people to seek expert help with their paperwork. But for the most part, applicants have to find those experts outside of the VA. Advising often falls to local governments, including Kalamazoo County. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, Kalamazoo's office hopes to raise its profile.
If you're a veteran and you need to apply for federal benefits, you can do it by yourself.
But filing a benefit, it's like trying to do your taxes.
Mike Haas is the Veterans Service Coordinator for Kalamazoo County.
If you have a simple tax form, sure, you can do it yourself. But most of the benefits forms that a person has to file for VA benefits are not easy. And so people come to me all the time and say, look, I download these forms off the internet, I tried doing it, but I'm stumped.
So Haas says Kalamazoo County is there to help. While nonprofits play a role in many benefits claims, much of the work goes to county veteran service offices, or VSOs. An association of county veteran service officers says that nationwide, county VSOs help with the majority of federal benefits claims.
So my name is Billy Clayton. I'm the military advocate for Western, for the Office of Military and Veteran Affairs.
Western Michigan University, like many schools, has an office that serves veterans. Clayton says Western itself has a narrow focus.
We really only deal with education benefits.
But Clayton says he gets lots of calls from non-student veterans that need help with a claim.
All the time. Not only phone calls, but emails. We treat them just like they were a student. We provide as much information as we can. If it's not an education benefit service, then we make sure we get them in touch with the right service provider to help them out.
Often, that provider is the Kalamazoo County VSO. Mike Haas, the service coordinator, estimates that in a few months last year, the office served about 370 veterans. But Haas says the county could help more people with their benefits if those people knew about the VSO.
When I came into this office, I started doing a little bit of work outside the office and going out and talking to groups. I found an amazing number of people who, number one, didn't know this office existed.
And number two, had no idea they qualified for benefits.
They would say things like, well, I served, but I didn't serve in a war, so I don't think I'm a veteran, right? And I have to explain, yeah, they're a veteran. Or, because I didn't serve in a war, I don't have any benefits coming, right? Yes, you do have benefits coming.
Haas says one thing that would help the office do more is a veteran service millage, a property tax whose revenue would support the VSO. Only a few Michigan counties have one in place right now.
We don't have one in Kalamazoo. We should, but we don't. With a millage, that would give us money to grow this office. And with that, there's other programs that we could grow into.
And some have argued the office also needs more staff. Some Kalamazoo County commissioners want the county to hire a third full-time employee. They say two just isn't enough for a county with as many veterans as Kalamazoo has, about 15,000, according to the census. The county's asked a task force to consider what difference having more staff would make, and it's waiting for the results.
I hope you can get some more information out to the public.
That's Doris Burnham. We met in November in the lobby of the Kalamazoo County VSO at the Health Department on Gull Road. Burnham's 90 years old. Her husband, Charles, was a World War II veteran. He died more than 20 years ago. Did he draw any benefits?
No, he did not. He was just a veteran that returned from the war.
And Burnham says she didn't know until last year that as the widow of a veteran, she might qualify for benefits. When I checked back with her later, it turned out she hadn't been eligible for a pension. Her income was above the cutoff. Mike Haas with the county VSO says while some people come in and discover that they don't qualify, many veterans and family members are eligible for some kind of benefit and just don't realize it. Even if they've been told they're not eligible, Haas says the county can help them to double check. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.